One goat per family. It seems people do qurbani on behalf of complete family, not on behalf of a person upon whom qurbani is wajib. In past, it used to happen, but in my perception, this trend was reduced. But I was wrong. A few days back, I was sitting in a gathering, and I was informed that this trend still exists. People don't seem to have passion to do qurbani, and they just sacrifice one goat on behalf of whole family. Even there would be some people who would just buy goat, get it slaughtered, and get that meat distributed. Even animal of qurbani doesn't come to their own house. In case if people of such mindset still exist, who just perform one qurbani on behalf of whole family, and they are watching us right now, how would you address such people?
Qurbani is wajib upon every member of a household who fulfills the preconditions prescribed by Sharia and is capable of performing it. One qurbani will not suffice for the entire household. If qurbani was offered with all of them taking individual shares in one goat, none of them will have their qurbani accepted. As some people offer one goat on behalf of multiple people, one goat is for one person. As you just mentioned, this misunderstanding of giving one goat on behalf of an entire household still exists in many places.
So this mindset is still there?
Indeed, it is so. They also consider this to suffice for them and their household needs. And some may consider this enough to fulfill their Islamic obligations as well as for them and their families to eat from. Their thinking is, we do now not have to wait for anyone to bring us qurbani meat on Eid day, or the qurbani meat we have offered ourselves is enough for us. These people should consider that Islam has made qurbani individually wajib upon each person who is capable of doing so on the day of Eid. As for those who do not do this, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, whomsoever is capable of performing qurbani, despite this, he doesn't do so, should not come close to our place of Eid prayer. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of displeasure expressed for such an individual. Those who do not give qurbani despite having the capacity to do so should think upon this. Whether male or female, each and every person must reflect upon this. Whoever fulfills all the required conditions must give their own individual qurbani, whether that of a goat or taking share in a cow or a camel. The central objective is not the meat itself, nor its sufficing for our family. Allah has said in the Holy Quran, لَن يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِن يَنَالَ The translation of this verse is, neither their flesh nor their blood ever reaches Allah. Yes, your piety reaches Him. So, it is not the meat or the blood of the qurbani which reaches Allah, but it is the piety of the heart upon which He gives reward. So offer qurbani wholeheartedly. As before the first droplet of blood reaches the floor, your deed is accepted by Allah. I would encourage every capable person to ensure they perform qurbani and do not miss out on it.